All right, we're going to go ahead and call to order the Range Infrastructure Financing District. Today is July 28th. It is 2:03 p.m. I'm Michael Jensen with Snow Jensen and Reese. So for the call to order, if everyone could state your name for the recording, we'll start with the board. Nick, your chair, you want to start?
Sure. Nick Meister with Coal West, board chair.
Seth Robertson, board secretary clerk.
Tyler King with Snow Jensen and Reese District Council.
Shelby Clymer with CLA District Accountant.
All right, that's everyone I show on the call. We do have Christy Barker at the anchor location. Christy, do we have any members of the public?
No.
Okay. All right, board, first up, board meeting minutes from our last meeting, May 5th. Do they look accurate?
I reviewed, I didn't see any comments or have any comments. I'd make a motion to approve the meeting minutes from May 5th, 2026.
Yep, thanks.
Second.
Thanks, Nick. All those in favor say aye.
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 Right, that's unanimous. Okay, Shelby.
All right. So board, first up, we have the payment listing for second quarter 2026. This listing really just has the bond payment that was made on June 1st, which consisted of interest as scheduled, and then a mandatory redemption on the bonds of about $909,000 from assessment prepayments that have been received. So just under $1.1 million in total.
Okay.
Any questions there?
None. I will make a motion to approve the quarterly expenditures for Q2.
Thanks, Seth.
Second.
Thanks, Nick. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
That is unanimous. Okay, Shelby.
All right. Next up, we have the financial statements as of June. Total assets for the district, just under $6 million. Really, all of that is in the debt service fund, consisting of the reserve fund and then amounts in the assessment fund, as well as $5.3 million, which is the remaining assessment receivable based on payments that have been received through June 30. About $13,000 in accounts payable. The deferred assessment revenue here offsets that receivable for total fund balance of about $626,000. General fund budget to actual expenses are about $15,000 through June, primarily consisting of accounting and legal. Again, auditing and insurance will likely hit in July or August. Next page is the debt service fund. Revenues here are about $590,000, primarily consisting of assessment revenues. And then expenditures, again, is that June 1 payment that was made, consisting of about $179,000 in interest and $909,000 in principal. For the capital projects fund, primary activity here is just about $4,000 in capital outlay expenditures, using the remaining funds that were available as of the beginning of this year. Any questions? Discussion?
I do not have any questions.
Okay.
Seth,
go ahead.
Where did we leave off on the reserve fund? Are we trying to keep that intact and essentially the developers funding interest payments out of pocket, or have we been dipping into the reserve fund?
Yes, we are. My understanding is we're leaving that reserve fund. We are paying interest out of pocket, and the plan or the intent is to use that 276 to pay the assessments on the final lots.
Just to add some additional color to that too, with the assessment prepayments, there's actually a portion that gets released from the reserve fund as those assessment liens are paid off by an individual lot. So this reserve fund is lower than what it was initially funded as part of that was credited towards that bond redemption on June 1. So that'll kind of continue to go down as those prepayments are made. But again, kind of the calculation kind of all comes together in what we ultimately bill to the property owner for those scheduled payments outside of the just prepayments, if that makes sense.
So when we sell those last lots, that'll basically be down to zero then, is what you're saying.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay.
that answer your question, Nick? Okay. Nothing, no other questions. Can I get a motion to approve the quarterly financials or accept them?
I'll make a motion to approve and accept the second quarter financial statements as presented.
Thanks. So.
A second.
Thanks, Nick. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
That is unanimous. Okay, anything else?
Just when you guys figure out who the replacement board member is going to be, just let us know. We can put together the resolution. I just confirmed with the governing document that the remaining board members, so Nick and Seth, you guys can approve that. We don't have to go to anyone else.
Doesn't have to be approved by Morgan County, like.
Nope.
Okay.
Which
Seth, I
is a
apologize.
blessing.
I was just a minute or two late. I saw Quinn on briefly. Did you discuss this already? Are we going to just confer internally on who we want to be
Yeah.
that service, that replacement?
Yeah, and I'm going to propose Johnny Floyd.
Yeah,
We'll
because
leave
this is
that
an
up to you
IFD, we can do
guys.
that. If this were a PID, then it depends on whether our governing document is the most recent updated versions, into which take into account some of the statutory updates that have happened in the last couple of years. So the story might be different if we run into this issue with a PID, but with an IFD, we can keep it internal, basically. So.
I don't see Walker or Holton going anywhere, right?
No.
So we should be good on
Do you want it on the
Arnold
next agenda?
and Point
Yeah.
West. Okay, that'll work. Okay, Nick, always good to see you, sir.
Likewise. Thanks,
Okay.
Michael. If I don't see you beforehand, enjoy your next cruise.
Well, thank you. That will be. Well, you should see me because we don't go till November. So, anyway. All right. Could we get a motion to adjourn?
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
Thanks, Seth.
I second.
Thanks, Nick. All those in favor say aye.
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 Okay. Talk to you later.